In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swan hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 117, recording after Father's Day. I had a wacky Father's Day. My daughter was in Maine, so on Father's Day I was supposed to pick her up. I ended up going to a friend's house. I was supposed to go to Maine on Saturday at a buddy's place and stay overnight and then pick up my daughter and then come back on Father's Day, except she wanted to stay later. My buddy decided to drive back to Boston, invited me up to Boston. I ended up sitting on his couch watching golf for 8 hours, and then I get home from Maine to like 5 o'clock on Father's Day.
And so you got your daughter eventually?
I did. But then we had a good, like, a Father's Day choice dinner, and then had a family walk, and that was basically it. But you only get like 2 or 3 hours of Father's Day anyway.
Right.
And so I just had mine in the afternoon instead of the morning.
All right.
And you told me off air that—
A recap. Why don't we recap mine?
Well, I kind of want to hear about the food thing, because to me, this is something that would set you off, old John Senecal.
Right. And the interesting thing is I didn't flip out. I didn't flip out. I didn't go crazy.
But that is something that when I first met you in 2002, you would have been out of your trees.
If you're getting hangry, right? There's no food in your stomach.
So what happened?
So we went to breakfast later in the morning. It was probably like, I don't know.
So it was
like
brunch.
Like 9. It was like 9:30.
Okay.
My oldest son Jackson had a game/practice at 8, so he was gone. So we went with the younger one, and we went up to a diner in New Hartford, and that was like packed. So there's a place right next door which we had went to before for dinner, which was good. We went in there, and like, it wasn't that busy, and so we ordered and we waited, and the people that came like near us got their food, and it was a while, right? But you could tell that they were getting busy, and it was like, you know, they're short staffed like everyone else. So I wasn't like flipping out. We were talking and we were looking over things. My wife was trying to plan a trip for later in August on her phone. So like, the things were flowing, right?
Did you ask?
Eventually, I got up and the lady's like, oh, they haven't brought your food yet. And I think it was at that moment they realized that like, no one had cooked the food yet. You know what I mean? Like,
they lose the order?
I don't know. It was just, it probably just got mixed up and debacled.
I could see you do WTFing it up and down the place.
Yeah, but anyways, I didn't. Yeah. We got the food. It was good. It was fine. And so then we came home. I power washed my driveway. Now, when I say power wash, I wasn't out there with like a fine tooth comb. I just kind of cleaned it off because I was going to seal it today myself. So I wanted to clean it a little bit. And then...
Did you put the game on at 1:30?
I watched some of the game. And it was, you know, it is what it is.
we'll get to what it is in a second.
And then I got the oldest one to take the youngest to his practice at 6 o'clock. And he can
nice.
Go. And my wife and I were going to go out to eat. And we got there and the place wasn't open on Sunday. So we went and just got Chipotle.
Chipotle was your Father's Day dinner?
Yeah, it was my Father's Day dinner that I ate driving back in the car after I went to Walmart and Home Depot to pick up my driveway sealer that I did this morning at 6 o'clock.
Wow, that sounds
before
like...
we record this podcast. So that was my...
That was your Father's Day.
That was my Father's Day. But it was fine because I watched some of the game in the evening, and I kind of watched the game, and I was also watching the Florida game and College World Series. So, yeah.
So here's the deal. My nephew, he's devoted to this podcast, and I love him for it. He's in his mid to late 20s.
Yep.
I think he's like 26 or 27. And he just texted me. He's like, you know, during the weekend, he's like, you're so sour on the Sox. And he's like, look what they're doing. And he's, you know, because they were beating the Yankees. And,
right.
And I said, well, you know, am I too sour? I don't know. And he said, well, basically his opinion is that I was way too sour. But when I look at the games and I look at the teams, I think the weekend is more about the Yankees sucking than the Red Sox being good. And so I'll take it. I'll take it any time. I almost scalped tickets to go yesterday.
Anytime you can put up 15 runs on any team in the MLB, it's impressive. I mean,
right, but that was Friday. Then yesterday was just like...
typical what you would think.
You know, Yankees just, they can't hit without Judge. And
they can't score runs. They're not even averaging 3 runs a game. I mean, it's worse than it was when Judge was out the first time.
Well, it just so basically, just to step back. So I mean, I do think that's the case. So I didn't get overly excited, and based on the secondary market ticket prices, people haven't really, they're not buying into the Red Sox automatically because they were playing well against the Yankees. But what I'll say is that what it speaks to with Judge, and just tell me what you think. It's not just about him hitting. It's about pitchers focusing so much on him that the other players get pitches that they can hit.
Right.
And if I were basically scouting in a big game against the Yankees, I would just walk him every time now. Like, I really think that's like, it's a Barry Bonds approach. And I'm wondering, maybe teams are too competitive and they're it's frowned upon. But like, if you want to beat the Yankees, just walk them. Don't even pitch to him.
Maybe that's what will happen if and when he comes back. I mean, it's pretty sad that is what – you don't think anyone else in MLB has already thought of that, right? I mean, in a way, they were kind of doing that at the end of last season too, but there was at the same time they were like, he's going for a record. We got to kind of pitch to him.
Got to give him some meatballs, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not – this isn't groundbreaking research, but
– What are you – don't poo-poo what I'm saying.
No, but
– I think it's brilliant.
Listen, you're cutting me off here. What I am going to say is – it's exaggerated more this year because they just completely suck the rest of the team hitting. At least last year, there was a little bit of life here and there. This year, I mean, oh my God.
Well, we got a lot of...
What are they betting? 190 without Judge? So when you look, and the only reason you look at Anthony Volpe is still on the team is because he's average for the team.
He's 186.
Right. So what are they going to do? Like, oh, sorry, kid, you're going down because you're 4 points below what everybody else is doing.
Well, I got a lot of hate for that hot take. I got some emails and
what about Volpe?
Yeah,
but there was comments too about that. But at the same time, I mean, I see you did comment, but I also wanted to comment, you know, like, he had two chances against the Sox in New York and didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Right? On one of the games on the doubleheader, he goes for a ball in center field that he takes a bad route on and drops. And now, listen, everyone will say it's a hard play. Everyone will also say that Jeter would have made that play. I'm going to say I'm watching the Florida game, College World Series, literally like within minutes of each other, the same play happens in that game, and the shortstop... Kid makes the play.
Yeah.
So it's contagious. It's bad. The whole team is suffering. It is. It's like, and you're thinking, well, Rendon going to come back. What is Rendon going to do? How do you know if he's going to be healthy when he comes back? Bader's coming back. He's supposedly coming back on their next game when they play Seattle, coming off the Sox series. How is he going to play? He came back for what? Like 2 weeks and was hurt again? So question mark, question mark, question mark. Speaking as a fan, not as an analyst or as a podcast host, fix this shit. Seriously.
They're 24th in Major League Baseball in batting
average. Stop
saying
Anthony Volpe's going to be fine. He's not. You got to fix it.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring up Peraza, do it. If you're going to put IKF there, do it. If you're waiting till the All-Star break or the end of July to fix it, gonna be too late.
So the team the team average is 230, tied with Minnesota. Name the 6 teams with a worse average.
Then the Yankees? Oakland?
5 teams. Yep. They're at the bottom at 222.
Chicago? Sox.
The White Sox are ahead in average.
Kansas City?
235. Kansas City has a better average than the Yankees.
Get out of here.
Yep, they're 233.
The Mets.
The Mets have a way better average than...
See, now I'm naming bad teams.
Yes, that's my point.
St. Louis, definitely.
It's funny.
If you say St. Louis is better, I'm going to run through this
window. St. Louis is batting 248.
You've got it.
As a team.
And they're they're literally like one of the worst teams in baseball.
So the Twins are tied at 230. You have the Tigers... And the Mariners at 229, so they're just winning off home runs, I guess. And Padres, 228 as a team. Brewers, 228 as a team.
The Brewers are literally leading their division.
I know. It shows you how average doesn't mean as much as it used to.
And it, you know, comes down to timely hitting, who you're playing, what your schedule has been, obviously. But still, to be at the bottom of the bottom of the bottom, you know, you look at it, it's like, you know, you go and you look at like a little league team, and we call them the bottom feeders, right? That's what you are.
Yep.
That, as the New York Yankees, remember last summer, Yankee fans, when it was like you couldn't do anything right? Well, this is last summer. Welcome to last summer. You can't do anything right.
What do you think? Can you name out of the top 5 on average? See how you do.
Actually, this
top five on average. What?
Actually, on team batting average.
Oh, top five overall.
Actually, there's a tie for fifth. Yep.
Well, I'd say the Rays are there.
Tampa is. Yep.
Arizona.
Yep.
I want to say the Dodgers, but I'm not going to.
Nope.
I will say Atlanta.
Yes.
That's three.
Yep.
I'm going to say Miami because I got Luis Arraez.
They're just outside it.
All right. And then I'll go with San Francisco or the – did I say the Dodgers or no?
Yeah, you said Dodgers. Texas.
Texas, yes.
Texas is 272, then Atlanta, 269, Arizona, Toronto, Tampa, and then tied with Tampa is the Red Sox.
For batting average.
Yeah, which is bizarre. But I bet if you have batting average with
I think the Sox have been there all season, though, as far as batting average. I think they've been up there.
Again, but then when you go to – it's fascinating because I think it speaks to the – if you're 1-for-4 and you – that one hits a home run, it changes everything.
But, especially when you're playing the Yankees and you're only scoring two runs or one run.
So funny. You're so down.
So bad. It's just so bad.
I don't think they're going to be able to change it until the trade deadline.
But what are they going to get at the trade deadline? And like we got other teams that need other stuff. And who wants to trade with the Yankees? Everybody hates the Yankees. I'm just so annoyed that they can't have anything go right. Like, again, injuries suck, yes, but there's no backup. There's zero backup. I'm watching other teams and players are going down left and right.
Yeah.
You know, left and right, people are dropping like flies and they're just going, all right, you know, so and so got hurt. You never hear anything coming out of Tampa. Half the rotation was gone.
Yep. You know, I don't cheer for anyone's career demise or anyone not to have a job because I've lost my job before, so I don't like to do that. But I don't understand, and Brian Cashman's kid I think goes to Avon Old Farms, but I don't really understand how you have the trajectory they've had and the season they had last year and the way it ended
in a 3-year re-up.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I really don't get it. And I've seen failing upwards. You know, you and I worked in media a long time. We've seen people who stink who seem to get really good jobs, but I really, and Boone, I don't really get it either.
It's hard to blame the manager when players aren't hitting. I mean, yeah, you can talk about hitting coaches and all that, but like everybody's so damn anemic. Everybody is.
At the same time.
Yeah. And then if you get someone like Glaber who has been pretty good hitting wise, if he'll get, you know, say he goes 2-for-4 or 3-for-4 or 1-for-3, nobody else is doing anything. And then he's doing something bonehead in the field.
Well, that's the thing that I blame Cora for the defensive woes on the Red Sox because I think that's a coaching thing and you need to be able to find the nine guys who can play the field. And, you know, professional athletes still need to drill. They still have to drill. They still have to practice. And I think sometimes these guys aren't held accountable for practicing as much as they should be. But before we transition, let's put the Yankees. I think we had enough on that. It's Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 117. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman.
To fall out of the wild card, too.
Well, it's interesting. As of the early in the week, you know, the Red Sox were only 2 games over .500. They were in last place, but they were only 2 games out of the wild card, which you know, I find fascinating.
American League wild card is
I mean, there's like 8 teams that are in
it. It's
insane. But anything you saw with the Red Sox that would give you hope if you're a Red Sox fan? I mean, like for me, like I just get walloped by my nephew for being so, you know, negative on the team.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
My wife said to me the other day, she's like, I don't want to keep our season tickets. I want to get rid of them.
But maybe that's it. Maybe the no expectation is what's going to fuel them. Now, listen, I'm not sold on their pitching. I'm not sold on what's going to happen down the stretch. But when you got guys on your team that have won, like Justin Turner, Adam Duvall.
Devers.
Like when you have those guys on your team, and if they're healthy, they're dangerous. All right? If you look at the Yankees middle of their lineup right now, if you're going to say, put Judge in it. Put Judge too. Put Rizzo. And then you put Stanton in there. Okay? Look at those three. And then look at Turner, Devers. And what was the other one I just said?
The guy in center, Duvall.
I'm taking the latter. I'm taking the Sox three.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Judge is going to come back. He's going to mash. Stan's going to get hot, and we're going to be not.
Listen,
I'm telling you.
Anybody who thinks, including you who just said it, that everything is hippity-hoppity.
You don't think so.
Corny and Aaron Judge land, I would be very nervous. If a dude ran into a wall, hurt his toe and it's ligament damage. And now they're talking about it's a second ligament that they're talking about. And he's already been out, what, since June 3rd?
But they're over-doctoring. He hurt his toe. You rested for a month.
I don't know. DJ LeMahieu didn't do anything last year with a busted toe. And it's his planted toe. It's ligament damage. He ran through a wall and into, like, imagine if he ran through the top of the wall, what did his foot do when it stopped into the concrete?
No, I don't doubt it. And we know
so
how much
toes,
saying. In fact,
nobody's saying anything about this injury, which makes me very nervous, okay? It's, we're recording now, the 20th, middle. He's been out 16 days.
For
16
toe.
Days, and nobody said a word when he's coming back. You think he's just going to pop up out of the bushes and start playing this weekend? He's at least 10 days away.
Okay, so you were talking July. Yeah.
All-star break? I'd be shocked if you see Aaron Judge in the all-star game, and he'll get voted in. I'd be shocked. And I'm saying that as a guy who needs him back, as a fan and a team. I'm nervous.
Hmm. Interesting. Last thing, anything across baseball you've been picking up on or on your mind? Anything at all? Even in youth baseball or whatever?
When I'm looking at the National League West, I love the fact that the Dodgers are in third place.
Where are the Padres? In fourth?
Yeah, but the Dodgers are the perennial winners. And it's great sometimes when you just see these guys getting knocked around, especially when your team is getting knocked around.
So, you know, because of the Red Sox connection, I love Mike Yastrzemski. I just follow him. So the Giants are on fire.
Arizona is so exciting. They got such good talent on that
team.
It's
amazing how they, and by the way, their Red Sox management, I mean, they're all former
Torrey
Red
Lovato.
Sox in their front office. Lovato and also in
Charrington,
the front office.
Right?
No, Charrington's in Pittsburgh.
But, well, there you go. He's doing stuff there, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Red Sox tree is actually performing pretty well.
I would be really, really nervous about the Diamondbacks. They've got some good stuff. And listen, they'll spend the money, I think, if they need to get another piece. And like we said, we looked at the wild card across the AL. The Mariners aren't far out. The Sox aren't far out. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get real crazy.
Yeah. The only thing that's, I mean, again, the NL Central, I think, is legitimately bad.
It's terrible.
I think it's just it's bad. The NL West is probably, I don't know. In some ways, it's I don't know. Is it better than the AL East? I don't know. The Mets are obviously a huge concern, and they're in real trouble. But I mean, look, the Angels are making a real run to try. I think it's
but
a lot of
it's great
to keep,
though.
To keep
like nobody's
to
talking
keep
about
Ohtani.
These other teams. They're talking about Cincinnati. They're talking about Pittsburgh. They're talking about the Angels, like teams that aren't being talked about. Miami, like everyone, oh, Miami's gonna like. All these teams are still hanging around.
Right. The
they're
question is
around.
When will the normal order restore itself? Like the Nuggets winning the NBA title. Like I'd be good with some. The order not being restored, you know, and especially if it means the Astros don't make it. But I would love to see a couple of teams have legitimate chances to play. Like, will the national TV audience be psyched about, I don't know, the Orioles or whatever? I don't know. But I mean, I would be. I'd love to see different.
Can you imagine
names.
If it was the Orioles and the Reds in the World Series, the most like old school matchup.
I would love that.
That'd be like gritty baseball at its best.
Well, because a lot of people think a team like Cincinnati can never win ever again.
Right. America's team.
So I think that would be
half game out.
I know it'd be phenomenal, and they started off so poorly.
Half game out in like the lamest division. Why are the Central so bad? What's going on in the middle of America?
Seriously, what's wrong with America? They're supposed to be the backbone of the country,
no.
And they stink at baseball.
No, like we're folding in on ourselves.
Seriously.
Figure it out, Yankees. Figure it out, middle America.
It's really funny. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This has been episode 117 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry ever.